KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Big day in Hollywood. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, expected to take a vote on whether to strike later today.
Negotiations between the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, and the studios represented by the AMPTP went right up until the midnight deadline, but no deal. So SAG-AFTRA will take an official strike vote later this morning, but that's basically a formality. And both sides are playing the blame game. The studios say in a statement they offered historic pay raises and groundbreaking AI protection, and they're disappointed SAG-AFTRA walked away from the table. SAG-AFTRA's president Fran Drescher called the AMPTP's offers insulting and disrespectful.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Wild weather in the Chicago area. At least 8 reported tornadoes, one hitting near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. And we'll get another look at the economy in a couple of hours when the producer price index is put out. That tracks prices at the wholesale level before products get to consumers. This is ABC News. As the search continues for a murder suspect who broke out of a Pennsylvania jail, we're learning more about how Michael Burham got out. Details from ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Burham was enjoying outdoor time on a jail rooftop with other inmates. The group was monitored only by camera. No guard was present. Police say he escaped through a hole in the chain link fence, which was about to undergo repairs, and rappelled down a makeshift rope made with bed sheets, all within 10 seconds.
Burham is described as a survivalist on the run for more than a week, and a manhunt in Alabama.
Police investigating what they're calling a targeted shooting at a Birmingham fire station that injured 2 on-duty firefighters. Both men now in serious condition.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. Officials say an attack on a firehouse is rare. No word yet on the suspect or a motive. On the stand today in a London courtroom, actor Kevin Spacey testifying in his trial on sexual assault charges. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I know they did the weather report before we came on air.
Yes.
What a beautiful morning,
just
right?
Feels like fresh.
It does.
Yeah.
Great to walk to work.
Loved it.
How was that
walk?
It was from my car here.
Well, I really enjoyed my walk from the parking garage here. Studio.
That's good. You won't get parking tickets anymore.
I know.
In the garage,
I think a certain person here was a little concerned that
you would have a meltdown week after week, right?
Exactly.
I think that was very kind of Christy to sell you a parking pass.
And was it the squeaky wheel gets the grease?
Well, and what's good
although
about
I think, let me just say this. I just want to, I'm going to publicly chastise you.
Oh, man. John, it's 6, what is it, 6:06?
So, we go to Channel 5 yesterday. Tom Zielinski very graciously has us as his guest for his TV show, Newsmakers.
Right, which airs on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And so this is exactly what Jim said. When Tom went, well, tell us a little bit, guys. What are you talking about? And this is Mr. Mayor, okay?
Well, you know, Johnny, okay, so Johnny comes out one day, and he's got a parking ticket, okay? So he's been whining about it ever since. It's like, oh, every single day on the air, he whines about this parking ticket, and it's $22. Okay, so I even gave him $11 to shut him up. It's like, here, if I give you $11, will you shut up?
Yeah.
That's all true.
100% true.
I think your investment in a monthly parking pass from Christy here at City Deck Landing was wise, because that's 4 parking tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can park for 30 days, and for $80 or 60, what is it, 60? How much is a parking pass? Is it 80?
80.
80?
All right. But still, that's the coffee's here.
Amy
Thank you,
in.
Amy. Amy, I was kind of like looking out the window.
Amy.
Where's Amy? Where's
Amy walks in with the cappuccino
where's
and
my
the macchiato. Hello, macchiato in the mornings.
Good morning.
I'm Amy from Anchor Coffee. How are you?
I'm good. How
Isn't
are you?
Isn't it nice out there?
It is.
Beautiful.
I went on a little tour of the city this morning because I was kind of early.
Oh, nice.
Which made your coffee a little late.
Oh, no, this is great. This is awesome.
The city looks great.
It does.
It's every day. It's clean. We got a nice weekend coming up. We got activities on the city deck this weekend. Of course, the farmer's market. And Ignite on Broadway is...
What is that?
That is a great, great festival. Music, food, it's kind of a mini, what would you call that? It's not really so much the arts.
Venue?
Our word of the week.
For those of you that
the
are...
The password that is venue.
Christy struggled with the word venue. And I'll tell you how much she struggled. John Mino bailed her out.
Yeah.
So,
right. Oh. Art Fest is not a venue. It's an event.
Yes. So it would be an event. But... They've got fire in terms of some great displays. I don't know if they got that hot air balloons this week, but
real hot air balloons?
Oh yeah, it's
like
awesome.
The big ones?
The big ones.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's this week, Johnny. They have four.
Because Two Rivers has a big one.
They
too.
Do. Yeah. They have
Trivers.
Four. They have four.
Trivers.
They have four. We're going to talk about them tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have four. There's four Ignite events. So I'm going to get the director on here who is much more knowledgeable than I am, which most people are. I'm going to have her come on and just explain that. But that the weekend is going to be great. The weather is going to be great. And a lot to do here. There's a lot to do in a lot of our listening areas, though. I know there's things going on.
Have you ever been up in a hot air balloon?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Why did he have to take so long to think about that?
I know, right?
Like
that's something you think you know. Did I grab a hot air balloon ever? Johnny, let me think on that one. Wait, let me think for a second there.
I was a big fan of The Wizard of Oz.
Can I just say something, though?
You will.
They scare me. I would be afraid to go up in a hot air balloon.
Well, it's fire.
Yeah. It would be. Did you ever see the episode? Actually, it was a TV movie. A Lassie. Remember the Lassie movie on Wide World of Disney?
The dog?
Remember that? Yes.
Well, who doesn't?
The TV show. Right. And they did a movie, though. A Lassie movie. And Timmy, that same thing happened to Timmy and
got
Lassie.
Got out of the well.
They got, what's that?
He got out of the well and went in the balloon.
Got out of the well? What well?
Timmy's in
the
well.
Timmy fell in the well.
Timmy fell in a well? What well?
That's like the big line from the movie.
What movie?
It's kind of like who's on first.
Really? Timmy fell in a well? I didn't remember that. I remember Jessica fell in the well and they had that really skinny guy go down and get her out.
Yeah, I remember that.
But anyway, so he got in that balloon and the balloon took off. And he, remember that? And he crash landed in the mountains?
No.
But anyway, I would reenact that when I was a kid. Because you know what he did? Does anybody else remember this? He fashioned himself a bow and arrow. And would sharpen the arrow on the rocks and everything and shot a wild boar.
Wow.
Yes. Do you remember that?
I do not.
Do you remember that?
I do not.
I've gone. Well,
he looks so deflated now.
anyway, hot air balloons, I love watching them. I think they're super cool, but they kind of scare me. And you know what used to happen in World War I?
I did go up in a hot air balloon. You know what? Yeah. That's why I hesitated.
Okay. How do you forget something like that?
John, do you know the first time
did it just hover right above the ground remember?
No, this is... I want to get to that, but I did do that. With, you know who your friend was out there too, Rich Heidel. It was out in Hobart, and the Oneidas had some kind of celebration, and we were tethered, though. We didn't go...
You really weren't in a hot air balloon.
Well, I was, because I think we went up, I would guess... I don't know, 300 feet maybe?
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, we didn't go float like Wizard of Oz stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to tell you that the reason I hesitate, the first time I flew, did I tell you this?
No.
I went skydiving.
You went skydiving?
First time I flew. So it was years before I landed.
I'm lost. I'm a little bit lost.
Johnny, the first time.
The first time you went. Okay.
The first time I flew, I jumped out of a plane.
The first time you ever took a flight?
Yeah.
How old were you?
18. I was at St. Norbert.
Okay.
And I went to Amro. They had the skydiving.
Yeah. I don't
think they have that anymore. But, and they, if you had, I think, 15 people, you got a better discount. So it was like 100.
I don't know if I want a discount for skydiving.
I'm not sure.
You know what? No, give me the most expensive plane you got.
But Johnny,
this is the one time I'm not going to try to save a few bucks.
Yeah. So this is my marketing major. So at St. Norbert, when you eat, you get in a big line and you go through the cafeteria. So, and the guy, I called the guy and he's like, well, you got to get 15 people and then it's going to be like $70 instead of $110. I'm like, okay. So I put up a sign in the cafeteria and it said, you want to get high? Call room 212, which is the room I lived in.
Okay.
And I got calls. I'm like, look, let's do this. And we got 15 guys. We went down there. We had a blast. But that was the first time I ever flew.
How many people thought you were selling the ganj?
Well, that's how I got him to call.
That's what I mean.
How many of them were actually high?
Yes, you had a bunch of stoners. Airplane.
No,
this is so awesome.
But this is cool.
But you go down there.
Give me another Twinkie first.
And it's not tandem. You're on your own.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
And the training.
Normally for the first time, don't they always tandem?
Get this. The training was like, I don't know, 3 hours and nobody was listening.
Insurance is probably a little bit more.
They make you sign waivers. A lot of waivers. Anyway, it was fun. That was back in the
70s. Is that fun though?
It was great. I loved it. It is cool because you're not that high up, 3,000 feet. But you just see everything. They toggle left, toggle right, and you land. And
wow.
And
you that was the 70s. It was before all the warning labels.
Right. Yeah, it was true. That's yeah. true. I don't even know if they still do that. There's a lot of tandem jumping for your first time, but that's, I don't know.
That's what I did. I went tandem. I give you a lot of credit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I give you a lot of credit, Jim, for going solo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't even. Yeah, that's what I mean. No, I didn't know you could do that. You know probably Christy, can't now.
Not on
Christy,
purpose.
No, Christy, I don't think you can anymore. Because yeah. they had a death there. That's happened where people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everywhere that's happened.
Right.
I went Pulaski.
You're jumping out of a plane. It's right. going to happen.
Right.
Pulaski, they do some tandem jumping. Yeah.
I don't know
all
if they
the
do
time.
That anymore, there. Do they? They still have that airport? Well, that, airport? Is there?
Yep. I don't know what you say anymore, Johnny, but that they did it. 6 years ago, yeah. but I don't, yeah. maybe they don't have to anymore, but
wow.
anyway, that was,
hey, so, salute to you. That's pretty cool.
Yes. And,
now it's gonna be when I went skydiving.
No, but yeah, cause I wasn't mayor,
when
right?
I was
18 years old.
Before I was mayor.
Yes.
Yes.
But the hot air balloon, they did something out in Hobart. And when you said that, that's why I hesitated. You're right. That's something you wouldn't forget. But my mom has been down to, and my some brothers and sisters, down in Santa Fe. When they
yeah,
that.
That's a huge, that's the nation.
And that's awesome.
National, yeah.
And that's, you know, 4:35 when the yeah. sun's coming up and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So that's really, but I can't say I never was in a hot air balloon, but I wasn't in a hot air balloon like I wish I would have been, where we kind of flew around and we didn't do all that. But anyway, that's, the answer is kind of like, would you say I was in a hot air balloon, Johnny?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
I think
300 feet?
Yeah, you're high enough that you could have died.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
okay.
Yes. That's a good point.
That's a good
point.
It's
a very good point.
I like that.
That's kind of like the acid test.
Yeah,
what happens
yeah.
if you jump out of here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Now, I took my kids to, and we're going to be at EAA, but the guy who flew around the world in a hot air balloon.
Ah.
Remember him? He died. But well, he's a famous guy.
What was his name?
Mm. Anyway, his hot air
balloon. Really famous. He's this really famous guy.
Well, he was. His hot air balloon was at the EAA.
Okay.
And it was kind of roped off. You know, this yeah. is the hot air balloon. This guy went yeah. around the world in this hot air balloon. And my kids were very little. And I went there, and there was nobody there. And I just kind of lifted them over the security cord.
Okay.
And I put them in there and took a picture so that they could be, they were in that balloon. But that's not it being in a hot air balloon. They were just in
that rope was for
busket.
Everybody right. but Jim Schmidt.
Right. It was right.
That's right. Okay. Don't you know who I am?
They were in the basket. I wasn't mayor then. Anyway. So that they wouldn't have qualified for being in a hot air balloon. But yes, thank you for saying I was, because I really
yes,
was.
I give you credit for
and
that.
And so were some of your friends who were out there. That was a good event out in Hobart.
Oh, anyway, very cool. Yeah, but so, no, what I was saying in yeah. World War I, that was the big thing, how they did like spying, is they would send over hot air balloons over enemy territory. Okay. And then what they would do is the other guys would send up a plane and they'd shoot down the hot air balloon. Ooh. Now tell me how scary that would be if you're up in yeah. a hot air balloon. Here comes
it's
a plane
like
with
you
a
can
machine
make a
gun.
Run for it.
No, exactly. They didn't have parachutes or anything no, like that. No.
Wow.
That's a hazardous job.
And sometimes you hear about those tragedies. That's gotta be a little bit scary going down in a hot air balloon.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Because
oh
you got all that
be
fire.
The worst.
Right.
Oh.
And that's, I bet that was a good.
Or you know what even be worse? Have you ever seen what was it? It was a famous thing. It's still on video someplace or old film where something's taken off and the guy's hanging on to the rope. You know, he's one of the
oh,
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, do I let go now or do I try to hang on and ride this out? Or
yeah.
what a decision that would be, huh?
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. That flashbacks to the evacuation of Afghanistan. Remember that kid hanging on to
yes,
the plane?
Yes, exactly.
Was awful.
That was terrible.
But
those
hot
things.
Air balloons, I bet you that was a good surveillance because they were so quiet.
It was fantastic.
You know, I mean, where's...
Right, up till the plane showed up. then the day didn't turn out all so well. You know what I mean? And that way, you know what? That could have been your ancestors, the Germans.
Come on.
Yes. Max,
we'll be right back.
Nine.
WGBW.
Schmidt. Send up Schmidt.
Mayor and the Minot.
Where's Schmidt? Send him up in the balloon.
All right, Minot and the mayor.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 78. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 85. A mix of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Thursday morning, downtown Green Bay. We got Amy and Christy here. We want to talk a little bit about your Anchor Coffee. Yes. I always want to say Anchor Cafe, but it's Anchor Coffee.
It is Anchor Coffee.
Okay.
But Anchor Cafe, that's a nice cool name. That too. Does.
Yeah.
You should have consulted Johnny.
Maybe
before.
In the future. Right? Maybe yeah. In the future.
I like it.
In addition. Like it.
What did you make me today?
I made you white chocolate, sugar-free hazelnut.
Thank you.
That's what he needs. And he does need that because as some of you who listen to us, we TikTok. Have this bet.
Here we go.
No, we have this bet. And no, this, and I'm not doing very well. But in my excuse.
Our weight loss bet. I'm in the lead.
You are. But my excuse, my wife's out of town, so I don't.
Almost by default, though. I'm in the lead because I gained 3 pounds and he gained 4 since we've done our weight loss challenge.
This radio,
so do you still win? If
we are getting actually, used to getting up really early.
Yes.
Radio is not conducive.
You're down?
Okay.
Carly's down.
Our producer's down.
I think your scale's off, though, Jim.
No.
It's 4 pounds difference between here and my scale at home.
It's because you probably set it 4 pounds. That thing's
although
accurate.
I will say this. When I at my home scale, I'm naked when I do it. Eesh. And here I get all these clothes on.
Okay, well, there you go. Do you wear your shoes when you weigh in here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Well, nah.
Okay, because that's got to be a pound and a half.
Absolutely.
So,
don't they say your clothes are about 5 pounds, generally?
I don't think
it's that much.
Eight. Oh, wait, no, that's
eight?
Your
no,
eight.
No, that's winter. That's no, great. These clothes, no. 3 pounds, maybe, these clothes. We're not wearing much.
So, anyway, I want to.
That's a very light vacation shirt you got on.
Yeah, that's right. A very sporty like little you. Caribbean.
You should be on a cruise.
Exactly.
Carnival cruise.
So,
I should be.
I got to make
cruise.
An apology to somebody that's listening.
Okay? Go ahead.
Public apology.
Another, John, do you realize how many times you apologized?
I know, right?
And you've been on your show three weeks.
Several times
a week.
Okay.
Go ahead.
To Milton, the world's most spoiled dog. who literally listens to this show every day.
He does. I turn it on before I leave.
And is very upset. Tell everybody what the world's most spoiled, pampered dog did to you yesterday during the show.
I don't think they care, but I will. Tell them. Since I told you and since you're bringing this up without telling me. So I got home yesterday. I do leave the show on when I leave. I turn on.
So Milton literally listens to the show.
He does.
And
he does.
We talk about Milton. So Milton hears his name.
Milton is my dog. Yes. And he hears this. So he hears us now. So I turn on 97.9 when I leave the house. And Milton, you know, Dad's got to leave right now. So I came back yesterday. And Johnny, for those of you who are listening, Johnny was picking on my dog because he's taking swimming lessons. And John was making fun of him that he doesn't know how to swim.
Oh,
and and that's okay. We got somebody.
And we've got Bud DeYoung coming on. Bud DeYoung is the owner of the DeYoung Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan, which is a phenomenal place. Greatest
zoo. Wrangles tigers and bears.
Yes, greatest place in the United States. Go ahead, Jim.
Anyway, so I got home and then he went into my room on my dresser and he took my glasses and he chewed them up and I brought them.
Here's the evidence.
Wow.
Bad.
Yeah. He was mad. Because he didn't just break them. He was pissed off. That is a true statement. And then I just want to say, and I was mad about that. And then I went down to our living room. You have those, you know, throw pillows on your sofa. He tore one of those up, and there was this the inside.
The entire floor is covered with it.
I should have drawn a picture of that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So yeah, his
dog went nuts.
I know. So all right,
and he'd never done any of that before.
No. No, that's why I was so mad at you when I got in this morning.
Do you have a camera at your house that we can watch him when he's listening?
I do. And I wasn't watching it yesterday. I can clip into a camera and watch him. But he's usually just like laying around. But yeah, anyway, I have a dog trainer. I'm going to talk to her about it tomorrow about why that happened. But I think it's you, John. I do.
Well, I know it is. That's right. Okay. Milton, if you're listening, I apologize. And good luck with your swimming lessons, Milton.
That sounded a little sarcastic.
No, really. But so Bud DeYoung's coming on in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And Christy, you've been up there.
Yes,
you live up there, right? Or have lived up there? Have you both you guys been there?
Yeah,
Amy and Christy? Okay. Isn't it fantastic?
I went with the wolves.
I got to hang on to a baby Siberian tiger when I was there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And my son Dominic, he fed the little grizzly bears when they're baby Zeus.
Yep.
The grizzly bear that's like 1,000 pounds now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Monkey
and that spider monkey's from. You ever see him drive that car?
Yes.
It's amazing. The monkey drives a kid's car.
Like
crazy.
Nice.
Yes. That drives around the whole place.
Milton's getting one next.
Yes.
Yeah. So your dog, your animal versus, does it drive? Can't even swim. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jeff. I think I'm going to have another pair of glasses, Johnny.
Your shoes are gone now.
Right. Just saying.
Right.
Yes.
So I haven't been there, and I want to go there. This you speak very highly of this.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Love it. Do they still have the 14-foot snake?
I don't know. I stay away from the snakes, but they got the hippopotamus.
Yo, really? The hippo is amazing.
Yeah, you can feed it a watermelon.
You'll eat a whole watermelon. It comes right up to you there, and you feed it.
It's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Which, I got to be honest with you, though. Then I learned a little bit about hippos. What? They're dangerous.
They?
Like in the wild.
Yeah.
What do you have to learn about that? The thing weighs like, a ton?
Yeah, well, I know, but they seem so docile. Don't they? Hippos? Generally, it's like they just kind of hang.
Chill. Like,
yeah, maybe. Yeah. But they seem like they're chill because they're in 100% control.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I would not get close to a hippo.
Up there, you put it right in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Right in their mouth.
That's like really cool.
It's really cool. Bud's going to be coming on.
All right.
I think as soon as we come back,
all right,
he's going to be on with us. And I'm really looking forward to this.
So am I.
Yes.
All right, great. WGBW. Right.
Mino and the Mayor. Back right after this.
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Big day in Hollywood. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, expected to take a vote on whether to strike later today.
Negotiations between the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, and the studios represented by the AMPTP went right up until the midnight deadline, but no deal. So SAG-AFTRA will take an official strike vote later this morning, but that's basically a formality. And both sides are playing the blame game. The studios say in a statement they offered historic pay raises and groundbreaking AI protection, and they're disappointed SAG-AFTRA walked away from the table. SAG-AFTRA's president Fran Drescher called the AMPTP's offers insulting and disrespectful.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Wild weather in the Chicago area. At least 8 reported tornadoes, one hitting near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. And we'll get another look at the economy in a couple of hours when the producer price index is put out. That tracks prices at the wholesale level before products get to consumers. This is ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, WGBW, Green Bay's Talk, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM for all you folks in the Lakeshore, Manitowoc, Two Rivers, Whitelock, Helmersville, Reeves Mills, Clark Mills, and everybody in between. We are joined by a very, very, very good friend of mine, a gentleman who runs the greatest zoo, if you want to call it that. I don't even want to call it a zoo because it's so much more than that, in the United States of America. His name is Bud DeYoung. And he and his lovely friend, Carrie, run a phenomenal place. It was a national TV show a couple of years ago, which was wildly popular. It's in Wallace, Michigan, which is about 20 miles north of Menominee on the way to Stevenson, Michigan. And Bud DeYoung, John Mino, and the former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. Good morning, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
How you doing, buddy?
I've known you for many years. I miss you so much. Well, I always enjoy when you come visit me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Little Dominic, who was 3 years old when you had him feeding a grizzly bear, remember that?
Yes, sir.
Is now 26 years old and 6'5".
Unbelievable.
Yes.
We're getting older.
I know. But I'm going to bring my granddaughters. We're planning a trip. I got three little beautiful granddaughters, and I plan on bringing them up there this summer.
I bet they all have your good looks.
Well, we hope.
I hope they don't look like me.
Right, me too. Jim Schmidt here. Johnny has been talking about you. We kind of got on this little animal kick the other day, and it's been nonstop. I have to admit, I haven't been up there. He's shown me a lot of pictures, but it sounds like you just got a great facility for education, for families. Tell us a little bit about your property.
Oh, jeepers. Started in 1990 with just a bear and a cougar, and it has grown exponentially over the years and that. And after that, run on the TV and that, then it really got popular. And
is it that Tiger King you're talking about? Is that
No, this is not the Tiger King. Nope.
No.
Well,
no,
a lot of people watch that. I thought maybe that help. Okay, all right. Sorry.
I brought it up.
I got us way off track.
Oh, by the way, I got somebody here that wants to say hello. That's a friend of yours.
Hi, Bud. It's Christy. My family lives on 180. We go up there quite a bit.
Yep.
The Steiner family.
Yes. I've seen you at the Heritage before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
She also speaks very highly of your property up there.
Thank you, Christy.
So you entertain families. Tell what's the most unique? Well, you got a lot of unique things.
We do lots of hands-on stuff with we have shows every day, feeding the bears in the morning at 11, the big cat feeding, very popular at 1 p.m. And then, of course, our biggest attraction is probably Wallace the Hippo, the biggest resident of Wallace, weighs almost 5,000 pounds.
Wow.
I let people at three different times of the day hand feed the hippo from up on the deck. The kids get, or the adults get to touch him on the nose. He is just a...
Is that a good idea?
He's I've raised him from a calf.
Oh.
And yes, hippos have a notorious reputation in Africa, but our hippo is super nice. It is so nice.
Johnny was saying off when we talked before that it's very docile. It's a very gentle hippo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I think that hippo's probably in control, right? I mean, 5,000 pounds, that's amazing that he's that gentle with people feeding him. And
we're over the top of him. I mean, you can't come in direct contact with him. You reach through where my feeding station is and that, and you drop romaine lettuce in his mouth, and he's a regular trash compactor for eating romaine lettuce. He eats 200 pounds a day. So I'm like Woodman's in Green Bay's best romaine customer.
Wow.
What's the most popular aspect, do you think? I'll be honest with you. Do you still have the monkey?
Yes, we have various primates that we had during the COVID that started that 3 years ago. There was a government mandate that primates had to be off exhibit because they did not want the virus to potentially mutate into something else.
So
we just started moving some of our primates back out from our quarantine area and that. We moved the green monkeys to Grivets out. And we have a lot more to move out, but they're all fine. I mean, everything is going good.
Amy, didn't you say you were in the wolf cage or in the wolf?
I was.
Or you were? Yeah. What was that like? That'd be kind of cool.
It was scary.
I mean, they just got a look about them, those wolves. And when you look them in the eye, it's kind of like, if I wanted to, I would take you down. I mean, they've got that look to them.
We love how hands-on your zoo is.
We have baby wolves that we bring out each day that at a certain time that people can hold, which is very nice. Our hands-on stuff with our younger critters and that at various times a day is very popular, the educational aspect of it all.
Do you still have that 14-foot-long snake?
No.
Okay, well, maybe I will come.
I have a question. What is the food budget for Wallace?
Wallace, well, thank God for Woodman's in Green Bay because they sell us the produce for cost because, you know, we're not making no money off of it. And I like to have every child, every person get a chance to, you know, throw a piece of romaine into Wallace's mouth. So, our food budget, you know, it's just like raising a family nowadays where cost of the skyrocketed and that. It's crazy.
I don't know of a lot of 5,000-pound kids. I think your budget might be a little higher. Yeah. A little higher than ours. God, that's great that you continue to do that. And you got through COVID okay, and you're up and running. Yep. You've got a lot of great attractions there. Tell me a little bit more about the cost and your location. I promised Johnny I was going to come up there, and I will this summer. But tell me a little bit more about where you're at.
Well, you know, we're just like an hour from Green Bay, you know, just 15 minutes north of Menominee, Michigan. Carrie's been my partner. Carrie, who's, been wonderful over the years and that. She handles all the financial, handles all that. Now I'm just here for my good looks like John.
Absolutely.
Showing people the animals.
You're scraping the bottom. Okay. So do you, but the reason we kind of got talking about you, I just want to get to, he's not domestic animals though.
But, let me just set this up because Jim will take it the wrong way, okay?
Untrue.
Jim has a dog. It's the most self-centered.
No, just don't say
pompous.
That. No, he's not.
Spoiled.
No, he's not.
He's listening, John.
I know he's listening.
He's eating dog his slippers right now.
So yesterday, Jim says, Johnny, I got to go this afternoon. I have to take Milton to swim lessons. I go, Milton, isn't that your dog? Yeah. I said, you're taking him where? He goes, to swim lessons. I go, he doesn't know how to swim? No. I'm like, every animal innately knows how to swim. So I said, I know a guy, which is Bud DeYoung, who knows everything there is to know about animals. Bud, are there any animals that don't know how to swim?
Well, baby small claw otters, which we have, do not know how to swim from birth. The parents must teach them.
Okay.
There's critters that most primates cannot swim.
Okay.
They have to be either taught, you know, because like your heavier primates, heavier muscle ones, they'll sink like a rock.
Like a gorilla type thing or something?
Yes. Chimps, all them are not really good swimmers.
Ooh, and
that.
Okay.
You know, good point. You know, like hippos, they don't really swim. They walk on the bottom.
Ah.
And, you know, they walk on the bottom. They
so they're smart enough to turn around?
They run on the bottom. I mean, hippos are just so fast. It's amazing how fast they are.
When you see those hippos, really, Bud, when you see those hippos where they're in the water, they're standing? Like, I thought hippos...
They kind of like dog paddle is what they do.
I mean, all right. So,
they're a very heavy muscled animal, so they sink like a rock.
Okay, so you got the baby and, small otters, but what about Bernedoodle dogs?
jeepers.
I rest my case.
Swimming lessons are required.
They are?
No.
I'm not an expert on that particular breed of dog or any dogs, but I you know, it's not on, I would say probably on 50% of critters, it's not a born to
like in their gene pool.
It's not an
swim.
Acre.
They got to be taught by parents. Uh-huh.
See, okay. Johnny? So that's...
Jim, right. My dog only has three legs and... She swims.
Okay, well.
How did it lose a leg? Trap?
Yeah. She had a bad incident with a car.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That would do it.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, anyway, I'm committed to the swim lessons. And John thinks, you know what he said to me, Bud? He goes, go throw him off the dock. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
John Wayne.
It would paddle. At least it would dog paddle. That's where the term came from.
Dog paddle.
Yes. I could hear John saying that.
Yes, he did. He didn't. My dog didn't like it. Bud, what are your plans for this summer? Any big events coming? Or I mean, an hour from Green Bay, that's nothing.
Carrie's planning a birthday party at the zoo for all the animals we have.
Oh, wait a minute. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Today's your birthday, right? Congratulations.
70. Oh, happy birthday, Bud. I didn't know that.
I don't know where time went to. What's helped me a lot, John, with the denial of it, is I took down all the mirrors in the house.
So there you go.
Yeah, this guy, he's really let himself go. He's only about 6'3", 190 pounds of pure muscle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bud, do you still get people bringing you like dead deer and dead cattle and things like that to feed the lions?
We go through on the average of, 1,000 pounds of meat a day right now. So yeah, if they're fresh deer, the county or the sheriff department will drop them off. Summertime, you got to be very careful with that. And cattle, I'm in a big dairy cattle area. So we get from local area dairy farmers cattle that, pass away as long as they've not had no diseases, antibiotics, and that I can use them. But it's a full-time job just cutting up meat for all these large carnivores here.
I bet. Do you offer opportunities for kids? I mean, that seems like a great place to work, right?
Yeah, Carrie and I, we take in, as long as you're not babysitting, we take in, teenage-age kids that, right. Have interest in animals and that.
Right.
Have a couple just awesome ones this year that were farm kids and that had animals before that have common sense that, it just turned out to be great finds. But, we try to offer something to everybody.
Well, you let people, like, basically sponsor some animals, right, Bud?
Yeah.
To help feed them and everything. Hey, Bud, I want to talk. Go ahead, buddy.
We've tried to take in John Meinolf in the past for being like a spokesperson here at the zoo, but the guy is in such demand in that he just can't get a hold of him to get him up here.
Right.
I could help out with that.
Hey, Bud, let's talk one last thing. Let's talk about something that is really compelling and heartbreaking, but heartwarming at the same time. Talk about the group of soldiers that were your biggest fans and what exactly happened there, if you don't mind.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We so back veterans, active and retired military people, law enforcement, all that. They come through the gate, my person in the booth, they don't pay. They never pay. Because they gave so much to us that we want to give back to them. And, we are very pro military and that here at the zoo and that. And I've got so many sad stories that I don't even want to choke up on my birthday.
Yeah, you're right. I'll tell the story to these guys and we'll leave it at that. And then,
yeah.
But the one that came back, yeah. I did that TV story on him who came back and yeah, from Iraq. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell that story, buddy. Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, we're going to let you go. And I just want to tell everybody that the Young Family Zoo in Wallace, Michigan, just a little bit north of Menominee, Michigan, it is such a spectacular place to bring kids. It's mind-boggling.
And a one-hour drive, Johnny.
Yes, it's an easy drive.
Right, it's an easy drive and spend a day there, educate the kids. And that's just something you don't have anymore is this interaction with...
I talk to everybody. I thank every person that came here, shake their hand. Thank you very much for coming. Very appreciative for all the support that I've gotten over the years. And, John Minow, I love you so much. I miss you. Please come up and see me.
I absolutely will. I will say this, though. Don't wander into his house. Because I went in there one time to use the bathroom or something. And there's an alligator in the bathtub looking at me.
Well, John, there is now. Oh. It's not a big one. I've not changed at all. I'm still who I am.
You want to know something that will make you go in a hurry?
Yes.
Have an alligator sitting right there looking at you.
In a big hurry. Yeah. Wow.
Bud, you're the best, my friend. Give all my love to Carrie, that wonderful, gorgeous lady, okay?
God bless you guys.
You got it, Bud. We'll see you soon, brother. Take
care. Okay, bye, friend. Bye.
And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Ocano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. West winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 85. A blend of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM on the Lakeshore. WGBW, Green Bay's Talk.
Isn't it amazing how music brings you back? This
yeah,
song?
Yeah. For the Reaper.
College, right? Yes. That was a great Blaise guest. Cult. We're going up there. The
Young Families, though, it's phenomenal.
And they're open every day except Tuesday. And Johnny and I are going to go up there after the show one of these days, except Tuesday, and just experience that. I mean, I think it's so important that people take advantage of what's here locally.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we travel and, you know, San Diego Zoo. I mean, those are great things. And actually, there's a really good zoo in Manitowoc. But this
Yeah, there is.
There is.
Yeah.
They've done a good job with that. But what I'm saying is to have, you know, your family, have your kids just experience, you know, I mean, that's going to be one of our trivia questions tomorrow when we do the week in review. How much food does a hippo eat per day?
I mean,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Thank God for Woodman's too, right? To donate or to discount the food to him.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, that's all good stuff.
Okay, we got to talk a little bit about a great market here right on the City Deck Landing that just opened basically last week. Has it even been open a week? This is Christy who pretty much runs this whole block.
Yep, so we've been open 1 week. If you haven't stopped out, we're at 401 North Washington. So we have Maplewood Meats, Scray Cheese, Parallel 44 Winery, just a lot of local businesses. We're all about supporting small local businesses. You can get milk, eggs, butter,
everything. Incredible. It's like it's like an urban general store.
It is. We're really excited.
Yeah, so it's let me put my
little bit of that farm to
bling glasses on.
Yeah, I mean, they're blinged out. Do you like his glasses?
His white,
but 25 at the Dollar Tree.
His wife's glasses.
They are his glasses.
Door Peninsula Wine, Titletown Wine, Von Stiedel Wine, Copper State Brewery, Anapi Brewing, New Glarus, Zimbo. You've been to New Glarus, right?
Oh, that's so New Glarus. That's Spotted Cow, right? And that's down in
some little town. It's
a Swiss area down in the south. East part of the state of Wisconsin, and this woman started this business, and that is a fun place to go. And I just love touring local companies, right? And it's a walking tour. You see, obviously, how they make the beer, but then they have these tasting places, and need a little lit up. I mean, you should have a designated driver there because they have.
I could tell you a great joke, Can I say the word Finlander?
I think that's good.
Okay. I got a great, because in the UP, everything is Finlander jokes. I got a great Aino and Toivo joke, but I don't know if I can say it on the air about a brewery, working at a brewery.
Let's check it at break.
But okay.
I would say that's a great local company that's in the state of Wisconsin, but when you look at the winery, I mean, that's in Kewaunee, right? Parallel 44. And then some of the cheese and that stuff is pretty much farm to table. I mean, it's right here. And I don't think people understand. Well, I think they do, but I want to remind people how important it is that we support local businesses.
Absolutely. Captain's Walk, which is just down the street
right here.
Yep. Zimbaldi Brewing. You mentioned Parallel 44, Badger State Brewing, Stillmark Brewing, Hinterland Brewing, Scray's Cheese, Wenzel Farms, Old Wisconsin Meats, Not By Bread Alone, Lamer's Dairy, Old Trapper Meats, Leinen Kugel, Artie's, which is a cool thing, Gary's Premixed Cocktails. You ever have an Artie's Old Fashioned?
They're fabulous.
They're fabulous. Yeah. I never thought somebody could like bottle an old fashioned and make it so good.
Tim does a great job.
Yes.
Shout out to Tim.
Whiskey or brandy?
Brandy.
Sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That
what are you?
I think that's pretty much the. No. That's got to be 80% of Wisconsin.
Sour.
Go ahead, Sandra. Go ahead. Sandra's going to be joining us in a bit. Yeah. Sandra.
Whiskey sour with mushrooms.
Yes, I'm always big with the mushrooms. Big with the mushrooms.
How about the. Okay.
Actually, okay. She's having one right now.
I was going to say.
Wow.
What's in the cup?
No wonder she's killing it in real estate.
We're like,
starts her day off,
she,
right?
She walked in.
You want to buy a house? I got a house for you.
She
come
walked,
here. Look at this house.
She walked
What's
in,
the matter? You
she walked,
cheap son of a.
She did. She walked in this morning.
Hi, Sandra. Buy my house.
Buy a house now.
Buy now.
When you walked in this morning,
she walked.
Mark, it's great.
I know how much money you got. Who in the heck do you think you are? Wow. I'm sorry I spilled on your rug. Wow.
Leona Hemsley. Came in looking like $1 million, and we're like, hey, look, would you like some coffee? And she does have, you do have a container. You're like, no, I'm good. So
yeah, you're the only real estate person I know that doesn't drink coffee.
I have natural energy.
Okay, that congratulations.
I'll give you that.
Wow. I mean, that's a business where people do the high octane early, don't they?
I can't. I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yes.
Wow. Hey, did you know she was an Olympic diver?
I believe that. No, I didn't know that.
Weren't you?
But I believe that.
I was a diver.
Yes, but you were really good.
Yes,
weren't you
I
like
was.
A state champion?
No,
I thought wasn't. You were a state champion.
No.
Okay. Where'd you go to school to learn to dive like that?
I will tell you, Chuck Jaintner taught me that at Pulaski.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a Red Raider.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
we have a pretty good diving team here, don't we, at GB?
Yeah.
We didn't have a diving team. So. We did swim competitions, yeah. And he just taught us how to dive. I never did master the somersault. I was terrified.
I wonder if you could teach Milton how to swim.
Let's get back. Okay.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, we have a dog.
Does he know how to swim?
Jack the Wonder Dog. And yes, he does, but he's a lab.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Did it ever need lessons?
Labs don't need. Didn't you listen to our speaker before?
Okay.
We had probably the best animal person in our community on today. And he said 50% of animals... it's innate. They know how to swim. The other ones need to learn, and they either learn from their parents or they learn from their owner, who gets
their parents.
I don't think not by being thrown off a dog.
Back to the market though, Johnny. Back to the market. We should probably. Okay, so this market on 401 Washington Street. You know, those of you who live in the downtown, and it's a great place to shop. But those of you who live in the region, or if you're down here for the city deck for an event or for the farmers market. Come down to this market, and it's amazing what we have
incredible.
There that represents us.
And they've got a huge, not that I partake too much, but they've got a huge liquor department.
It's big.
I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
It is, and we just got our live bait cooler stock. So
yeah, they sell bait.
Fishing,
they sell everything.
Yeah. Life vests.
Yeah, it's fantastic. One-stop shopping.
It is, and it's.
And he brought us over some wonderful salads from there today, didn't you?
Yep, right. We have soups, salads, sandwiches from Not By Bread Alone brought in every Tuesday and Thursday. So stop on by.
Outstanding.
I just want to speak to the quality of the merchandise in there. It is good, fresh, quality stuff, and it's priced reasonable, and I think it's great. I hope people support that.
Me
it's
too.
Like, I know, you know, there's Costco, Woodman's, these bigger things, but I mean, if you want to get some good quality things and support local businesses in the downtown,
absolutely. Come on down. You love this place,
right?
Really and truly. And they've got scotch, and I know you're a scotch drinker.
I don't like scotch.
Yes. Sandra, do you like scotch?
I like watered down scotch in the winter.
That's called an ice cube.
Okay.
You've got a good friend whose husband forced me to drink like $200 scotch one night.
That's expensive.
Yes.
That I don't drink that. But
it was,
Chevy's Regal.
That'll put you like right out.
It doesn't take much.
It was in my backyard. I can tell you that story.
Right, we got a great guest coming up. We're going to talk about some things that maybe are
really important,
more difficult.
Things.
Speaking of liquor.
Yes.
We are. We're going to talk about it.
All right. Mine or the mayor, back after this.
Sunset right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to
waste another day. Sit right here.
Yeah. I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.